Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. Kohima Press Club KPC is celebrating its 25th anniversary today. Established in 2001, KPC is the oldest club in Nagaland. As part of the celebration, a day-long event is being held at the Capital Convention Complex, Kohima, under the theme Traversing 25 Years of Storytelling, Inspiring the Future. Chief Minister Nipu Rio and President of Press Club of India, Sangeeta Barua Pisharoti, will grace the celebration. Marking the milestone anniversary, the Kohima Press Club is also hosting a first of its kind Northeast Media Conclave. The conclave brings together journalists, editors and storytellers from across the region to deliberate on the theme Reimagining Truth, Northeast Journalism for a Changing World. The Supreme Court of India has upheld the regularization of 97 medical officers engaged by the Nagaland government during the COVID-19 pandemic, according to a press release issued by the Principal Director of the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Meraninla Senlem. The Apex Court on January 16, 2026 heard a special leave petition arising out of the final judgment on order passed on December 11, 2025 by the Kohima bench of the Guwahati High Court. The Supreme Court ordered that the present claim of the petitioners would not impact the appointments already made by the state government and that such appointments would remain unaffected. The court further upheld that the regularization of the 97 medical officers engaged during the COVID-19 pandemic would stand. The Department of Health and Family Welfare stated that the services of the 97 medical officers who were engaged during the pandemic and continue to serve have been regularized. The regularization was carried out based on the approval accorded by the State Cabinet on August 7, 2024 and the judgment passed by the Division Bench of the Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench on December 11, 2025. BJP Working President Nitin Nabin is set to become the new National President of the party. BJP's National Returning Officer, Dr. K. Lakshman, announced that only Mr. Nabin's name was proposed for the post of BJP National President. However, the formal announcement on his election as new National President will be made today. Dr. Lakshman said all 37 sets of nomination papers were received in favour of Nitin Nabin for the post of the National President. On scrutiny, all sets of nomination papers were found to be duly filled up in the required format and were valid. BJP National President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and other members of the Parliamentary Party Board proposed the name of Nitin Nabin for the post of National President. Around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the 77th Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi on the 26th of this month as part of the government's effort to enhance public participation in national events. More from our correspondent.
Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path of New Delhi is a unique blend of country's cultural diversity and military prowess. According to the Defence Ministry, guests include best innovators, startups, self-help groups and best performers under various government initiatives. People with exemplary work in income and employment generation have also been invited. The ministry said the guests have been invited with the objective of honouring their contribution to nation-building and increasing Jan Bhagidari in events of national importance. The special guests include the winners of the World Para Athletics Championship, students trained under Atal Innovation Mission, farmers practicing natural farming, and beneficiaries under PM Smile Scheme, among others. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
And Major General Harinder Singh Mavi has assumed charge as the Inspector General, Assam Rifles North, succeeding Major General Manish Kumar, Sena Medal Bar, who relinquished command yesterday. Commissioned into the 2nd Jet Regiment in June 1994, Major General Mavi brings with him vast operational and command experience. In the early phase of his career, he served as a company commander with the Assam Rifles in North Sikkim. He later commanded an infantry battalion in Jammu and went on to lead a mountain brigade at Binaguri. The general officer has served extensively in operational areas across Jammu and Kashmir as well as the northeast. On assuming charge, Major General Mavi extended his warm greetings to the people of Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh. He reaffirmed his commitment to work for their continued progress and well-being in close coordination and synergy with all central and state stakeholders. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.